relationship of Hari Nam, the holy name, to an eligibility to go to Vraja Dham. I wanted to give an example of a statement about the holy name. There are so many verses about the holy name. So one, this is quoted from Linga Purana. It says, if a person chants Krishna's name indifferently, he will surely achieve his swarupa, or original spiritual self, and attain that state beyond all material fear and lamentation. He will reach Vaikuntha, the supreme goal. Even if a person chants Krishna's name indifferently,
without love,
he will surely achieve his swarupa, or original spiritual self, and attain that state beyond all material fear and lamentation. He will reach Vaikuntha, the supreme goal. Vajan Sishtam Sopan Asnam. So it seems that the holy name is so powerful that just by chanting we will go to Goloka Vrindavan, even if we're not so developed in our bhava. But on the other hand, I heard you say that you were not certain even if Haridas Thakur went to Vraj. So it appears almost some contradiction between these verses about the power of the holy name.
There was a very small child, baby. No? She was so little baby. Durvasa came and told her, give him bar. Bar means? Bar. Bar means if he want anything and if any gift man fulfills that idea, it is called bar. I'm giving birth that
boon, I think.
Boon. Boon mo.
No,
boon.
Boon. Boonna.
Spelling?
B-O-O-N. Benediction.
Benediction. That you have so powerful five sons. Devasa is told. No? He told to Kunti. Kunti was at that time, no marriage, nothing, no marriage. He gave the bomb to Kunti. What became? Later on, she was married to Pandu Maharaj. And later on, she gave five sons birth. No? Yudhishthira Arjuna Bhim Nakul Sahadeva. He told at that time that you will have five sons. But he will have to come in order. So in Puran it has been written, by name everything will be done. Keto darpanam arjanam bhav maha dhavatmi nirvapanam shreya kairava chandrika viparanam vidyavadu jivanam anandam budhi vardhanam pratipadam purna mrita svadhanam sarvatma smapanam. He has told that by name he will have, indifferently he will take name, he will have to Sarup Siddhi. Sarup Siddhi means he will enter in the realm of Krishna, pastime, nitya lila. But there is a system. He'll have to go in system. Swarup Goswami has told that Ache Slok ki paath karnam. Krishna Krishna ti jasya garim tang mana sadriyeta dikshastiketi panakadhishya bhajan tamisham sushushya bhajana vidyamanan namanna nindadin subna hidmiksati sangal apva. He is telling that one Krishna nam, those who are uttering, anyhow they are uttering, they should be given samman, honor. That should be honor. But if they have taken diksha, then they should be honored.
No more.
This should be honored. This is the shlok for Madhyama Adhikari, not for Kanishka Adhikari. They have some wisdom, it's keen. So there are so many duties of Madhyama Adhikari. No duty of Uttama Adhikari or Kanishka Adhikari. Especially these duties are for Madhyama Adhikari. No? Here he is telling that dikshasti keta, if he has diksha, only diksha can it be. He is telling this. If he has sambandha jnan, if he is uttering Krishna, one Krishna nam, and that nam is after diksha, not only diksha, if sambandha jnana is there, with sambandha jnana, not only sambandha jnana, if they have sambandha jnana and they have diksha, without diksha no sambandha jnana. So with diksha, with sambandha jnana, one Krishna who are uttering, they should be honored. Because in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been stated that koti janme jadi kare saman kirtan tabutana paya krishna pade premadhan. This vakti is of Puran. Lakhs of yat has been passed. No? In Puran it has been stated. In Puran, no madhur ras katha, only in Srimad Bhagavata. And especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given all these things. Nam prema mala gati parayila sabare. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given name garlanded in Prem Sutra, Prem thread. There is a Prem thread, and he is garlanding one by one pushpa, Krishna name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. These are one, each of these names are very good flowers. They have a smell, they have fragrance. They are so beautiful, they are so komal, soft, and so sheetal,
cooling.
All they have quality. But if you, not one time, not two times, not 100 times, even not lakhs and lakhs now, even in lakhs of birth, if you going and taking Hari name, they will not create Krishna prem. They can give salvation, they can give Vaikunthiya prem. Not they will give this Braja prem. for whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers have come. Koti janme jadi kare sramana kirtan tabutana paaye krishna pade premadhan. Understanding? Krishnam kare aparadha ravichar. Krishnam thinks that whether he is aparadhi or not. If he is offensive and with offense, he is telling, uttering Krishna name in thousand and lakhs of births, he will not attain Krishna prema. No sarvasiddhi, nothing. When dikshasti cheta, if cheta means eat, if there is dikshasti. Not every person though have taken diksha, they have taken ordinary diksha. No? Anusthaniti diksha, it will not do. When it will do? When he will have served Vishambha Bhavena. Vishambha Bhavati Seva Kiya Guru Ji Ka. Understanding?
Yes.
Like yourself. You have done Vishambha Seva. And Pariprasna Pranipat. Pariprasena Pariprasnena Sevaya of Guru. And by the grace of Guru, they have attained Sambandha Jnana. What Sambandha Jnana? Krishna is my Sakha. Krishna is my son. Krishna is my husband. Krishna is my lover. This is Sambandha Jnana. One relation also yet remains. And that is so hidden, that sambandh. What that sambandh is? Can you tell?
Krishna is my brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law?
Well, husband of Radhika.
Brother-in-law? Then you are lady or? Gentleman.
I'm neither, but in that conception, lady.
So, am Palladasi of Srimati Radhika. Am Palladasi or Palladasi or Palladasi. That is, am Palladasi of Sri Rupmanjari. No? Rupmanjari, Rupmanjari and all Manjari. This is the best sambandha jnana. Those who will utter only one Krishna name without offense, with sambandha jnana, and under the guidance of the very good Rasik Swajati Asa Vaishnava, being in Vrindavan, not everywhere, hither and thither. Being in Vrindavan, especially in where Krishna is serving Srimati Radhika, his face, her face.
Devakuni.
Then we have Krishna. These are systematic, all these things. But in this slope, everything has been not written. Why not written? There are some reasons. If we tell any man that you will be king, to be a king is very difficult. So he is giving temptation. He will have to go, rise up to king, but he will have to adopt some method. Then he will be there. In this slope, it has been written that you will attain Swarup Siddhi. But how he will get it, it has been not stated. Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Haridas Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have stated how to chant Krishna. It will give Utakire Madhura Madhura Metat Mangalam Mangalanam Sakala Nigamvalli Satphalam Chitsarupam Sakadapi Parigitam Sardhaya Helayava Dhrigubara Naramattam Sarayeta Krishna. It has been stated there. Shadow of that slope is there. It has stated, they have given temptation to us that by name you will have Swarup Siddhi, and in Swarup Siddhi you will have entrance in seva of that kind of rush of Krishna in Vrindavan. They have stated. But how it will be, they have not told all these things. So it is hidden behind. There is lock and key in the hands of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and they have opened that key for us. So in Upadeshamrita, Shikshastras, there are some rules and regulations in Manashiksha. How can Krishna Prem, how can Swarup Siddhi can be done? In Bhakti Rasami Sindhu it is done. So I think, without Diksha, without Sambandha Jnana, and without any Rasika Vaishnava Sangha, and without following Srimad Bhagavata and the principles of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whom Rupa Goswami has stated, we cannot enter in Krishna Prem Swarup Siddhi.
Even chanting?
No. But by chanting, we know or don't know the Mahima of name. If you are chanting, a Vaishnava will see you. No? And he called, "Oh Giriraj, come here. Oh Shastru, come here, come here. You are singing so sweet." Madhavendra Puri was singing Krishna like me. Haridas Thakur was singing Krishna like you. Go and chant. Do you know who are you? He said, "I don't know." "Oh, you are Krishna Das. You are Swarupa hai Nitya Krishna Das." And she loved so much and gave some sweet prasadam and told him, "Come daily to me." And in the temptation he used to come. And very sweet past tense of Krishna was told by him to that person. He told that, "Oh, you should take first Diksha." "What is Diksha?" He stated everything. And who is Guru? He was seeking, searching Gurudev at that time. That forename, none is so valuable thing. And so I think, himself Krishna, where should I go and search Gurudev, and he will give me that name. Then Krishna has arranged everything. Srimati Radhikari has arranged everything. He sent Jayanta, he sent Swamiji, he sent Vinodamanjari, he sent... Understanding? Then he saw that I was singing Krishna name without any sambandha. But Gokumari is singing with tears in his eyes, with her, and deeply seeing nothing in this world, only remembering past times of Krishna. He has a temptation, grief. How can I take this name like him? he was told that he takes day and light, night, 3 lakhs of men. What to 1 man? Then he used to take 1 lakh. Then with Sambandha Jnana and hearing Srimad Bhagavat poetry, we have told so many talks of Srimad Bhagavat at Imli Tala, in Seva Singh, in Singar Bhat. Through hearing, now he has Sambandha Jnana. I want to serve Radha and Krishna like Rukmanjali, like Lalita Vishakha, like any sakhi, no? By and by, this idea becomes so much form in his heart. Now he don't want to be friend, not want to be father and mother, no sakha, friend, nothing, no sakhi at all. Only he wants to be a dasi of Srimati Radhika. And gradually it was so much form in his heart that always thinking like this, always serving like this, and at last, by the sangha of bhakta, sraddha, nistha, ruti, asakti, bhav came from Golok Vrindavan, from any of the persons, Krishna Parikar, to whom he has that greed. What was his sarup? He then realizes his sarup and realizes how to serve that Krishna. And then he takes name, his name is pure name. And by this name, Krishna Prem can be achieved. Everything. So these are some. So we should try to check name by this system. The system is not there, but anyhow is there in sutra. From morning to up till now.
Yeah.
Not speaking, chilla raha hun, crying, I'm crying. Next time you will see any sloka of Vilasa. What is sloka? Last time I have 13th.
Yeah.
What is that sloka?
Dasakra Brit Abhishare Nesta Lumansalabhyam.
And I read also 16th sloka.
I
told you.
We had 14 and 16.
Padadriyo sovabina duradashtameva nanyat nanyat kadat samaye kila devi jake sakhayate mama namastu namastu nityam dasyayate mama rasostu satyam. We have read this slope. That's it. She is telling that I do naman to your dasya bhav. Understand?
Naman to.
Naman means
respect.
Respect so much. Keeping on my head. But I want only dasi bhav to serve your feet. I don't want to be a sakhi. Because in the eyes of Nitya Sakhi and Pran Sakhi, there are five kinds of Sakhi. Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi, Pran Sakhi, Priya Sakhi, Priya Norma Sakhi. No? And they all are divided into four classes. Swapaksha, Vipaksha, Tatastha, Sahit. Swapaksha, Lalita, Vishakha are all in Swapaksha, Pradija. There are two kinds of Sakhi first. It is something difficult?
No.
Two kinds of Sakhi. Samasneha, Vishamasneha, Sakhi. Samasneha means having equal love for Krishna and Srimati. Equal love for Krishna and Chandravali. Equal love for Krishna and Bhadra, because they are also Yudhishthira. Equal love for Shyamala, she is also Yudhishthira. And they have Asta Sakhi and everything like Srimati Radhika. No? So, equal love for Krishna and Radhika or Chandravali, Bhadra, Shyamala. These are called samasneha. Sneha means love, affection. Visham sneha sakhi means not equal priti, love. Either that love is towards Krishna or more love towards Radhika, Bhadra, Shyamala,
Chandravali.
These are called Visham Sneha. Visham Sneha, those who have more affection for Krishna, these are called Krishna Dhikya Sneha. Krishna Sneha Dhika. Understanding?
Yes.
And those who have more inclination towards Radhika Chandravali, Bhadra Shyamala Chandravali, they are called Sakhi Sneha Dhikya. Sneha, Sakhi Sneha Dhikya. Adhik means more inclination towards Sakhi. These two kinds of Sakhi are there. Again, they have been divided into five. At this type perhaps. Sakhi, those who are elder than Krishna. Not elder. Elder man, younger. Chota.
Younger.
Younger than Krishna. And they are inclined more towards Krishna. Like Dhanishta, Vrinda,
Kundalata.
Kundalata. and all others. There are lakhs of gopis like these, those who are sakhi. In age they are less than Krishna. And they always try to live in Yashoda Bhavan. They take bath of Krishna. They may give water to Krishna. Serve anyhow in the house of Yashoda Devi. These are called sakhi. Nitya sakhi, who are younger means 40, younger than Krishna and Radhika. They are about 12 half maybe. Very beautiful, like Srimati Radhika, not less than Radhika, and qualified in every respect as Srimati Radhika. They are called Nitya Sakhi. They have so much love for Krishna and Radhika. Well, they will always try to live with Radhika. Always. They want that Krishna should be parajit ho jaye.
Defeated.
Krishna should be always defeated by Srimati Radhika. And then if Krishna is defeated, they are so much glad. So much glad. And if Srimati Radhika anyhow is defeated, they feel that we are defeated, and their mouth becomes so much malin. Malin means
shouting.
Sad. They become sad. They are called Sakhi Snehadhik. No? In qualities they are like Sakhi, but yet they don't want Sakhi further. So this is Lok Padabhyo Savabhina Bardashtan is of Nitya Sakhi. And in Nitya Sakhi, those who are prominent, eager, very wise, they have especially 16 qualities that has been told in Ujjwal Nilmani. All qualities there. Always serving Srimati Radhika. So they only want to serve Srimati Radhika. But it does not mean that they don't like Krishna. Otherwise it will not be kamatmika or kamanuga. So they have quality of kamanuga. But a speciality is there, sat sat ishtha bhavamai. They are always feel so much pleasure if they can meet Radhika with Krishna. And they will feel all kinds of pleasure what Radhika is getting with meeting Krishna. One thing also is here, that if Radha and Krishna is there, Lalita is coming from outside, she will not enter in that Vilas Kunja or Keli Kunja or any Kunja. He will ask Vijanitya Sakhi that what Krishna is doing with Radhika. Should we go? then they will go and see what Krishna is doing, and then they will come out and tell that, yes, you can come. Then they will come. So this is a very good kind of seva. So, Padabhyo Stavadina Bara Dasya Meva. In this dasya, in this service, they have so much gain that in Sakhi it may be something lacking. They may not have. So, living this seva, they don't want Sakhi Pad. So she has prayed that Sakhyayate Mama Namastu Namastu Nityam Dasyayate Mama Rasostu Rasostu Satyam. In Nishanta Lila we have seen that Radha Krishna both are sleeping. By the sound of peacocks, cuckoo birds and others, anyhow, Vrinda makes them awoke. Sometimes they shut up their eyes, sometimes closing, and with very alasya, laziness, feeling laziness, they take
horn.
I say?
Yawning.
So what?
Yawn.
And then? Like Chandra rays. As if Chandra is. I like this. No? This scenery is so beautiful. These tips of Srimati Radhika or Krishna Bose. Like the Kali of Anar, Anar
Pramiganit.
So much beautiful. No other, any comparison. No comparison at all. Pure. No comparison at all. At that time, Srimati says, that you have done my Veshbhusa. What?
Ornament, dressing,
ornament, हमारे वेशभूषा को तुमने गड़बड़ कर दिया, खराब कर दिया. My hair here and there. All things you have done wrong. If Sakhi will come, Lalita Vishakha, what they will think and what they will say? So, before their coming, you should repair all these things. No? These are peeping from the corners of Kunj. छिद्र से देख रही हैं व्हाट दे आर डूइंग. नो एट वंस लवंग मंजरी रति मंजरी केम विथ ए पॉट गोल्डन पॉट गोल्डन थाल
प्लेट
प्लेट इन प्लेट कस्तूरी चंदन मृग मद and so many things are there. Also kamba is there, darpan is there, mirror is there, everything is there. Without saying, without any hesitating, without any adesh,
order.
At once, Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, Lang Manjari, entered with that pot. Krishna takes, becomes, and becomes to do life. Radha Srimati Radhika tells that, oh, you have, where are my this thing?
Nippo.
No,
Alta.
Alta.
Red color.
You have taken all Alta in your head. So please complete this. At the time, there is no Lalita Sakhi there, no Vishakha and all Sakhi. Only these Sakhi are Nitya Sakhi and Pran Sakhi are there. Who are Pran Sakhi? Prominent among Nitya Sakhi are Pran Sakhi. No? They have always Abhilasa,
desire,
inter desire to serve Srimati Radhika. They wanted to do Alta in Radhika's feet, but they thought that if Krishna does this and Vishnu, it will be better. That we will see that Krishna is serving our queen, our Srimati Radhika. So they are tendency that Krishna should do it. Always they are in a mood that Srimati Radhika can order all these manjaris, oh, come at once and give Alta in my feet. Bring a golden cup of water, Lalita he cannot order. No? Vrinda she cannot order. Vishakha she cannot order. She can order something else, but not her service she will order. But to these manjaris, Nitya Sakhi and manjaris, no hesitation at all to order. I will order him, oh, go bring one glass of water. But I have some respect for you, so I will not tell that, oh, Satya Prabhu, you should go and bring water. Huh? May I tell? Can you tell me? No. But then I can tell freely, without any hesitation. No? So this is very, very advantage for these Sakhi, that Srimati Radhika directly, without hesitating, orders everything but not to order all others. This if they are Sakhi, this gain will go. Understand? So, for this reason, to serve Srimati Radhika fully, without hesitation, if anything is wrong in his wearing, kya niche wala kya? Lahanga, you know lahanga?
Skirt. Mekala is belt.
Not his skirt, but
only the sash. Tying over here.
Not tying.
No.
The cloth. Radhika will order at once Rup Manjari. I cannot tie. You should do it. No? So, if she is Lalita, if she is Vishakha, if she is Bhadra Shyamala, she will have some shame. But for these all, no shame at all. So they want only to serve Srimati Radhika and Radhika Sneha Adhi. When they were doing prayer to Radhika in sadhana dasa, when they were in sadhana dasa, sadhana dasa means to think, to meditate, siddhavastha of her Ragatmika Bhakta, he is called sadhana. There are two kinds of sadhana. One is outwardly, like roop, shape. In roop Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatan Goswami says, one is this. To meditate the action of these manjaris. They are in dhyana, samadhi. And sing all this, chanting Harinam. No? In Vrindavan, any kunja. These are siddha seva. And to see only what they are doing and to meditate is called sadhana. No? This is Raganuga sadhana. Raghunath Das Goswami here is writing how to get these Raganuga sadhana. So his prayer. As if he is not Tulsi Manjari or Rati Manjari or any Manjari. He wants to see and to enter in that seva, and so he is praying. So when he was praying like this, that I want to be a seva dasi, palla dasi of yours, not as a sakhi. At once she went in sadhyavastha, became in siddha dasa, and she was seeing this